Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for May 8th, read by Scott B. from Detroit, Michigan. AA Thoughts for the Day. Friendship. We commence to make many fast friends, and a fellowship has grown up among us, of which it is a wonderful thing to feel a part of. The joy of living we really have, even under pressure and difficulty. I've seen hundreds of families set their feet in a path that really goes somewhere. Have seen the most impossible domestic situations righted. Feuds and bitterness of all sorts wiped out. I've seen men come out of asylums and resume a vital place in the lives of their families and communities. Business and professional men have regained their standing. There is scarcely any form of trouble and misery which has not been overcome among us. Bill W., Alcoholics Anonymous, page 15. Thought to consider. Most of us feel we need to look no further for utopia. We have it with us right here and now. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 16. Acronyms. Fear, F-E-A-R. Few ever arrive rejoicing. Just for today, psychology from Medicine Looks at Alcoholics Anonymous. As excuse makers and rationalizers, we drunks are champions. It is the business of the psychiatrist to get behind our excuses and to find the deeper causes for our conduct. Though uninstructed in psychiatry, we can, after a little time in AA, see that our motives have not been what we thought they were, and that we had been motivated by forces unknown to us. Therefore, we ought to look with the deepest respect, interest, and profit among the findings of psychiatry. Remember that up to now, the psychiatrists have been far more tolerant of us than we have been of them. Bill W., Alcoholics Anonymous Comes of Age, page 236. Daily Reflections, a Resting Place. All of AA's 12 steps ask us to go contrary to our natural desires. They all deflate our egos. When it comes to ego deflation, few steps are harder to take than 5, but scarcely any step is more necessary to long-time sobriety and peace of mind than this one. 12 Steps, 12 Traditions, page 55. After writing down my character defects, I was unwilling to talk about them and decided it was time to stop carrying this burden alone. I needed to confess those defects to someone else. I had read and been told I could not stay sober unless I did. Step 5 provided me with a feeling of belonging, with humility and serenity when I practiced in my daily living. It was important to admit my defects of character in the order presented in Step 5, to God, to ourselves, and to another human being. Admitting to God first paved the way for the admission to myself and to another person. As the taking of Step 5 is described, a feeling of being at one with God and my fellow man brought me to a resting place where I could prepare myself for the remaining steps toward a full and meaningful sobriety. As Bill sees it, back to work. It is possible for us to use the alleged dishonesty of other people as plausible cause for us not meeting our own obligations. Once some prejudiced friends exhorted me never to go back to Wall Street. They were sure that the rampant materialism and double dealing down there would stunt my spiritual growth. Because it sounded so high-minded, I continued to stay away from the only business that I knew. When, finally, my household went broke, I realized that I hadn't been able to face the prospect of going back to work. So I returned to Wall Street, and I have ever since been glad that I did. I needed to rediscover that there are many fine people in New York's financial district. Then, too, I needed the experience of staying sober in the very surroundings where alcoholic had cut me down. A Wall Street business trip to Akron, Ohio, first brought me face to face with Dr. Bob, so the birth of AA hinged on my efforts to meet my bread and butter responsibilities. Grapevine, August 1961. Big Book Quote. burned the idea into the consciousness of every man that he can get well regardless of anyone. The only condition is that he trust in God and clean house. Alcoholics Anonymous, Working with Others, page 98. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. I'm grateful that I found a program in AA that could keep me sober. I'm grateful that AA has shown me the way to faith in a higher power, because the renewing of that faith has changed my way of life. And I found a happiness and contentment that I had forgotten existed. By simply believing in God and trying to live the kind of a life that I knew He wants me to live. As long as I stay grateful, I'll stay sober. Am I in a grateful frame of mind? Meditation for the day. God can work through you better when you're not hurrying. Go very slowly, very quietly, from one duty to the next, taking time to rest and pray between. Do not be too busy. Take everything in order. Venture often into the rest of God, and you will find peace. All work that results from resting with God is good work. Claim the power to work miracles in human lives. Know that you can do many things through the higher power. Know that you can do good things through God who rests you and gives you strength. Partake regularly of rest and prayer. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may not be in too much of a hurry. I pray that I may take time out often to rest with God. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. My name is Scott, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.